Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, the city of Oakland is looking very hard at the issue of facial recognition technology. A committee of the city council has already approved the idea. It's going to go before the full council. And if they do that, if Oakland does that, what, they're only going to be the second city in the state or the country to allow this?
They are, and they'll probably do it. They'll probably do it. What we're talking about here is the technology that would allow, cameras are everywhere these days. For example, let's say BART or some area like that. You're being watched all the time.
But they weren't plugged in at first on BART.
Exactly. And then on the
That's a whole other subject. Sorry.
That's a whole other subject.
Well, just a technicality. There
but, you know, what they're concerned about is that the information, where it goes, how it's used, the facial recognition. It's a very sort of science fiction-y, Orwellian feeling that people are going to be watched all the time. And that, let's say, immigration officials could use it. Other people could use it. But the police counter that, look, if I've got a picture of somebody having robbed somebody or done something on BART, and I have a facial recognition of that, can I at least take that facial one and then run it up against mugshots on the computer to, bing, get a hit to find that? That's facial recognition as well. And that's they're saying, no, we're not too crazy about doing that either. So this is a classic one of where your privacy rights may come in conflict with public safety. And if Oakland's past is any indication, the privacy rights are going to trump.
Yeah, I mean, this still sounds like science fiction, but the technology is there clearly today. So it does boil down to these privacy issues. Is there much pushback from privacy groups?
Yeah, privacy groups do not want this to go forward. They want the ban. Let me put that across. They don't want the technology to go forward. They're trying to arrest this technology. And Jeff, it's something that you can advocate for. But you have to somehow drop in the honesty factor of it. San Francisco, for example, has cameras all over the place. But as Patty pointed out, one, they're not turned on or they're not watched in real time, as we say. BART has cameras all over the place. They're watched in real time, but they're not necessarily always on recording. We have these different rules that we have about it. And also this technology costs money. And you can bet that it's going to take a while before anybody starts actually using it. We do have license readers that we're seeing more of. That's becoming increasingly popular. BART's going back and forth on that. Other cities have used it. Every time you pull into a city, they take a picture of your license plate and run it.
If Oakland City Council approves this ban on the technology, would that include license plate readers?
No, this would be facial recognition.
Oh,
so,
okay,
Patty, while you're driving your car away from something questionable, make sure to cover your face.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.